Yeah, this is Wilson from Lake Baringo, Kenya. I would just like to talk about the issues and what is affecting us as field guides, field assistant researchers, and since the pandemic started. Well, if I talk about my surroundings, it's now quite unfriendly since the pandemic became a serious disease, and that it's spreading so quickly, which is forcing entire society to change their daily activities. And this sounds a bit weird for some individuals like me, since we are actually used to such kind of interaction situations where since ever it's changed, like especially avoiding social interaction, which we actually engage during field guide, field research, and field doing as field assistants. And if I talk about my work, and I work as a guide, and besides being a tour guide, I work also as a field assistant researcher. And this one has actually really affected us. As a personally, I find it very hard to handle such kind of situations, and it's very disturbing. At the same time, staying indoors and avoiding social interaction, which is totally opposite from the nature of the job I rely on to propel my life, and guiding supports my life, and which actually generates income for me to support the rest of the family. And the nature of my job is either working as a field assistant researcher is like working. Basically, it's more of a social interaction and intermingling with the society, which is completely opposite from the current situation. Now, working as a guide too is also another part of life that is encourages social interactions, meeting with different people from different aspects of life all over the world. Working in this industry is very, very fragile and also needs social interaction, which is becoming a challenge with this pandemic. And this, as I said before, this industry is very fragile, as we did actually experience it during our post-election violence. Once it happened, it took a couple of years for the industry to recover. And this is another issue that might also contribute in the business, so tourism business, to completely die. And most of my workplace that I work, like tourist lodges around Lake Baringo and other places in Kenya, are now completely closed, and the business are collapsing, which is making difficult for us, like me, to get income, and which that's what I do for my life. As I talk, like the place I live, this is really, really disappointing and shocking to my side, especially a person like me with a bunch of friends around me. And it's really stressful to find out that none is willing to pay visit. Everyone is trying to avoid social distance, which is emphasized by the government, that everybody should stay indoors, everybody should stay at home. And this is really like, no one wants to get infected. Everyone has the feelings like, if I visit someone, I'll get the virus. And this is really affecting the social interaction and the kind of the friendship, the relationship, the cooperation people had before. And I find it very weird and very strange to handle. It's really challenging. It's changing my life, not seeing my friends around. Yeah, and this is really, really hectic. I hope at some point this thing will go away and brings life back to normal. And I hope it doesn't I hope it doesn't cause a lot of destruction and a lot of business closed up, locked down. And we hope it doesn't prolong and persist for a long time. Because quite a number of people will lose their jobs. Working as a field assistant researcher, it's also tough. I've worked with some, just to mention of the few people that have worked as field assistant researcher. I've worked with two anthropologists and one archaeologist, who is the one who Nick is the one who introduced me to these few guys, anthropologists that I've worked with. So I've worked with Hannah, I've worked with Uros, and I've also worked with other researchers, like ornithologists. But basically, I would say the current situation has actually affected us as field assistant researchers. It's changing life. It's making things very difficult. It's really, really devastating. Hope things will resume back normally very soon.